Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to learn about the role the soybean checkoff played in the acceleration of the development of high oleic soybeans. Soybean farmers often spend much of their time focused on the day-to-day decisions affecting their farm and their bottom line. But through the soybean checkoff, they support the work of the farmer-led United Soybean Board, which is always looking to the future as it helps facilitate market growth and creation. The opportunity with high oleic soybeans is a perfect example. Over a decade ago, discussion about the health issues associated with trans fats was taking place among health professionals and in the media. And it was only a matter of time before the government took action. Fortunately, the United Soybean Board had the foresight to see change on the horizon and began working toward the development of high oleic soybeans well before the government required the labeling of trans fats and then the ban on partially hydrogenated oils. Nancy Cavazanjian is a soybean farmer from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, and a director on the United Soybean Board. She says this ability to identify a potential threat early on was critical.
It didn't happen overnight. It took a focused effort of saying, we know we got a problem, we better address it now before it's an issue. And so we were really positioned well with the soybean checkoff and for the soybean industry to have a solution when the government said, hey, guess what? Can't have trans fats anymore in your food.
The soybean checkoff is well positioned to help fund research in areas that hold promise for soybean farmers. In the case of accelerating the development of high oleic soybeans, a relationship was established with some key players in the seed genetics industry in order to get out in front of this important issue.
Absolutely, there's a relationship because our high oleic soybeans were developed with two major players. We can only go so far. We need the seed companies to come along with us, and we have a really good model in development of a high oleic of how we worked with the two major seed companies to develop the high oleic soybeans, to get them in the field, and at some point it should return us some value.
William Layton is a director on the United Soybean Board. He also raises high oleic soybeans on his Vienna, Maryland farm. He appreciates that the soybean checkoff has found a way to capitalize on the move away from trans fats.
And the soybean industry is getting something out of it because we have to compete with palm oil and canola oil and all these other things. And high oleic oil is an oil that's worth a lot of money, that can compete with those oils, that has benefits. And the more of it we get out in that market, the better soybean growers are going to be overall.
Currently, 625,000 acres of high oleic soybeans are grown in selected areas of 12 states. Seed companies are continuing to develop new varieties. And the soybean industry has set a goal of 16 million planted acres of high oleic soybeans. William Layton says he sees the added value of growing high oleic soybeans every time he takes the beans to the processor.
When I take them into the mill, I'm automatically getting 40 cents more a bushel for those beans. It's nothing else to it, just 40 cents more on each check per bushel.
Thanks to Nancy Cavazanjian and William Layton, directors on the United Soybean Board, for sharing their thoughts on high oleic soybeans with us. You can discover more about the promise and potential of high oleic soybeans by visiting unitedsoybean.org or soyinnovation.com.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.